This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. We're playing games with comedians Carmen Lynch and Liz Mealy. Are you ready for another one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, Liz, you wrote a book about cats. So this game is about dogs.
So mean.
Okay, it's a real or fake game. So we're going to give you a dog breed, and you're just going to tell us if it's a real breed recognized by the American Kennel Club or a fake breed that we just made up. So the answer is just real or fake. And we're going to go back and forth on this one, too. Carmen, this one is for you.
Okay.
Small Munster Lander.
Fake.
It's a small
fake
Munster Lander. It is real, actually. That is real. That is a real. That's a hunting dog named for
made
the Munster
cheese?
Region of Germany. That's
it's
so
a cheese
funny.
Dog. It's one of them cheese dogs. Yeah.
Yeah. The cheese comes from Munster, France.
Oh!
And the dog comes from Munster, Germany. And I think it says not to be confused, but I'm sure that gets confused all the time.
Yeah, I was like 100% like, there's no cheese dog. I got you, Carmen. It's wrong.
All right, Liz. Real or fake? Giant Chihuahua. Oh,
fake.
Yeah, that is totally fake.
It actually
Although,
sounds horrifying. That sounds like Honey, I Blew Up the Kids.
Yeah.
When they like make small things bigger.
Yeah, I'm just picturing like an 80-pound dog that's like the same proportions as a Chihuahua, which is
right.
Very big, and it seems kind of gross.
All right, Carmen. Teddy Roosevelt Terrier.
You know what? I think that's real. I think I've heard of that.
Oh, yeah, that is real.
Oh, yeah, Teddy.
It's a short-legged rat terrier named for President Roosevelt. So I guess President Roosevelt had a lot of pets. He had a small bear named Jonathan Edwards. He had a lizard named Bill, guinea pigs named Admiral Dewey, Dr. Johnson, Bishop Dwayne, Fighting Bob Evans, and Father O'Grady. He had a pig named Maud. He had a badger. He had a blue macaw. He had a hen.
And a dirty house.
But I have to say, it sounds like he has read your description of how to name
Yes,
properly.
I was thinking
I know.
That. I was like,
perfect.
Those are
thinking
pretty
that
good.
Too.
I like
Dr.
This.
Johnson.
I like the small bear named Jonathan Edwards. That's nice.
I love that.
Oh my God. Big fan. Big fan.
Yeah.
Go, Teddy. Go. You did it.
All right, Liz, here's one for you. Rolf Terrier.
It sounds like it's made up from the Muppets. I'm saying no.
Yeah, it's made up from the Muppets. You're absolutely
totally
correct.
It's totally made up from the Muppets.
I love the Muppets.
Oh!
Rolf, of course, is the piano-playing dog.
Yes.
And of indeterminate breed.
And honestly, Fozzie Bear is the comedian, Rolf, I really identify with Rolf because he's just always struggling and he doesn't really believe in his talent. And I was just like, we're more Rolf.
More Rolf than Fozzie.
Because Fozzie, like, believes he's funny. What comedian do we know that actually thinks
Nobody.
They're funny?
Nobody. Not the funny ones.
All right, Carmen, this is your last one.
Ooh.
Bohemian Shepherd.
Bohemian Shepherd sounds fake to me. Fake.
I'm sorry, that is real.
No!
Yes! It excels at dog dancing, according to the American Kennel Club. Yeah, that's a competitive event where the dogs and their trainers, by the way, perform a choreographed routine. Am I not remembering right that a group like this won America's Got Talent?
You know, it's possible. I remember I did that show and I was running against some guy jumping into mouse traps. That show's got everything.
All right, Liz, last one is for you. Australian Stumpy Tail Cattle Dog.
I think it's real, but I want to advocate for a new name.
Yeah, who wants to be called Stumpy?
That's awful, right?
Yeah. You are correct. It is a real dog, and it is in fact an Australian dog that herds cattle, and it has a stumpy tail.
That goes to my. That's like an anti-naming thing. You don't just like pick out traits and make.
That's right.
That's a low self-esteem name. I don't like it.
Right. It's like you set up this breed right from the start that it has no worth.
Now that's a comedian. That dog's a comedian.
You both did fantastic. Thank you. Thank you. And you did fantastic with that. Carmen Lynch hosts the podcast, The Human Centipod, which also airs on SiriusXM. Liz Mealy's new book is Why Cats Are Liz Carman. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.